迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、魏阳与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎您来到世外桃源，我是朱文蒙啊。我们接着上个礼拜三呢，又请到我们的好朋友 Michael 继续谈谈。How are you doing, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
欢迎你回到节目里来。我们上个礼拜谈了一些什么？ What did we talk about last week? We talked about how we get acquainted.
Yes.
And...how the Lord has been doing His wonderful work in your life.
Yes.
And your ministry.
Uh-huh.
我们谈到我们怎么认识的，然后主在你身上做了一些什么事情，尤其我们谈到你的朋友，是不是？ And especially you talk about the Christian friend. His name was
Sam.
Sam, his name
is
Sam.
He and I are still in touch, and he's still serving
yes,
the Lord as a full-time
yes.
pastor.
How he accepts you.As a friend,
yes.
as a human being,、mm-hmm. fully functional human being, just entangled in a nasty sin like everybody else.
Yes.
And that really helped you.
Yes.
尤其他跟我们讲到他的朋友 Sam 在大学的时候怎么样接纳他，把他当成一个正常人看，但是同时也表明得很清楚，就是你在一个很难缠的罪里边，你需要出来。那这个朋友对他的帮助相当大。可是你没有告诉我们到底怎么开始的？你，我记得你说别人对你有一些的评语，但是有没有一个点啊，让你意识到你可能真的是像别人所说的，是一个同性恋倾向的人
？Well, you did not tell us how did it all started. I mean, I suppose was there a point in life you talk about when you were very little, when you were 3 years old, you hear comments about it. When did you realize?You might be classified a what they call a homosexual person.
Well, that confusion started when I was young because I felt、mm-hmm. different and wasn't fitting what was expected、mm-hmm. or seemed to be of other little boys.
Okay.
And then in school, when I got called names, sissy, faggot, queer, because、mm-hmm. I wasn't identifying with the other boys, then that was also reinforcing the gender confusion.
这个困扰从我很小的时候就开始，因为好像别人对我的期望和我呢就是有点格格不入，尤其到了比较大的时候他们开始取笑我，那就更加强了啊，我觉得可能自己有点问题的这个印象。
I was 13 when I accepted Christ.
Okay.
And knew that it was an acceptance on my own because there wasn't pressure from parents. So
yeah.
I really understood and accepted Christ.、Mm-hmm. That was when I first understood, looked up what homosexual meant.
我13岁那年接受了主，我知道我是真正的接受了，因为并没有父母的压力在旁边。那也是我头一次啊，开始去查一查这个同性恋这个词到底什么意思。你是说你啊，你主动的去查这个词的意义吗
？So you're just actively looking up what it is.
And seeing what did that mean? And when I, heard what homosexual meant, because that word wasn't used, it was sissy, faggot, queer.
Okay, people okay. are just calling names, but without really
But this attraction that I was feeling, well, yes, I was attracted to guys, and yes, it was more like kind of envy. I wish I were popular like he is, or I wish I had the build that he...does, or I wish you were my friend, but I looked at the definition of homosexual, and、mm-hmm. I accepted Christ, and I went, well, no, I don't want to have sex with a guy,
okay,
but I felt different, I didn't belong,、mm-hmm. and I knew that I had、
That's、
attractions towards、
thing.
Guys.
Okay.
So, at 13, I still wouldn't take the label homosexual, because now as a Christian, I shouldn't do that, but、
yes.
there was still the attractions going on.
那个时候人家并没有直接用同性恋这样的名称来叫我，只是说呢，我心里面确实对那种长得又大又壮的男孩子啊，有一种羡慕，我希望我像他一样。 那当时我接受了主了，我就去查圣经。哦，我一看，我说，这我当然我不要，我怎么会跟男人要有这种性行为？我绝对不要。可是我不能不承认，那时候他们对我是有某种程度的吸引。可是13岁，大部分的男孩子开始对女孩子发生兴趣。那我就这样问你，你当时对女孩子有兴趣吗？
Let me ask you this very personal question. At 13, most boys are attracted to girls as well. Were you feeling that way? I mean, were you interested in girls?
That's a good question. And actually, yes, there was interest in girls. And yes, I had a girlfriend that dumped me. And I said, oh, I'm never going to let a woman hurt me again.
Okay.
That also happened at 13.
他说有啊，而且我还追过一个女孩，可是那个女孩把我甩了。那也正是我13岁那一年。
So I had interest in girls, but at the same time, there's this insecurity and need for male friends and noticing them attractive. So yes, I was dealing with attraction towards girls, but there's also attraction towards guys.
But again, back then, the attraction towards guys is more like envy. I wish I'm like him. I wish
you were my friend. It was not sexualized.
It's not sexual.
It was not sexual.
Intent.
Correct.
他说他是对女孩子有兴趣，不过他心里面有一个很强的这个怎么讲不安全或者自卑感，让他想要跟一些男孩子走得很近。那我就问他说，你这个对男孩子的一种羡慕，只是说我想像他们一样或者跟他们靠近，却不是带着性的吸引。他说对，跟那个没有关系的，我是希望跟他们交朋友，却不是在说那回事。
Well, to tell you the truth, when I was little, when I was actually 13, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it's 15. I was in a male school because in China, girls go to one school, sometimes boys go to another school.
我现在回想起来就是差不多我十三五岁的时候，在念中学的时候，因为那时候男女分校嘛，所以我们有一些男孩子在一起是很要好的，我们都手拉手的。在我小的时候这个不算回事的。
We have classmates. We have good friends. And looking back, we're very intimate with each other. We're holding hands. We are very good friends. And also, sometimes because you don't see girls at school, and you feel specially, I even remember, not just me, several of my friends have all this longing. We want to show special favor to one of this boy in our class.
Right.
Because he's just super neat. He is very clean, and his uniform is always clean and looking good. And he even smells good. Later, I know that they burn certain kind of incense at home. And we're just naturally attracted to him.
Right.
那我还记得很清楚，我们班上有一个男孩啊，他就是衣服特别干净，特别斯文。他甚至书包、衣服上都有一种香味。后来我知道他家因为不知道烧什么样子的薰衣草啊，所以他身上总是有个味道。他家境蛮好，那大家都喜欢跟他靠近。他人又挺随和，就觉得跟他在一起很有意思。
But that was just admiration. It's not a sexual feeling,
right,
at all.
There was no sexual intent, but it was just noticing he was a good guy. You enjoyed being around him and wanted to be his friend.
A certain closeness with him.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
那里边其实是不带任何这个肮脏色彩的，这有什么了不起的呢？所以我可以想象，在那个年纪，也许你跟我之间呢是蛮相像的，只是说后来什么东西让你走到另外一条路上去呢？
I mean, then presumably we were pretty similar when we were 13, 15. But what changed your course that later on you were convinced, were forced to believe that you were homosexual?
Well, for me, the development was feeling this insecurity, and my consolation was being the smart student in foreign languages back then.
I can tell. We haven't started our Chinese course yet.
No, we've yet to start that.
Usually you can blow your confidence pretty quick.
他说这个嘛，因为当时我在学校，我拿手的就是文科的科目，尤其我这个学习语言的能力蛮强的。我说你还没开始学中文，所以你这个慢点再夸口啊。
So, I was a smart kid at 13 in Spanish, which was unusual for the area I grew up in. So, smart kid went away to university. Mm-hmm. And exploring the world and other opinions to decide what did I believe and what was it that my parents taught me.
So actually, I was in college away from home.
Yes.
First
experiment.
那像他这样聪明的孩子就会到大学里面去。他到了大学，他就开始尝试各种的说法，遇见各样的事情。所以我就问他，你真正的转捩点是在大学里边离开家？他说对的，在那以前其实没有什么真正的事情发生。
Because I was out on a drinking binge with a friend my age, and in a drunken stupor, he said, well, you know, I'm gay and you are too.
那有一天呢，我和同学去喝酒，就拼命的灌呢，灌醉了，然后有一个朋友就来跟我讲了，我是同性恋，你也是同性恋。哦，他就这样直直的跑到你面前，就跟你这么说，就要求你跟他认同。
So he just come out straight and tell you that on your face, you are gay.
Yes.
He's gay. He wants you to identify with him.
Yes, and identify with him, and of course, why not do it? So that was the first sexual experience. Again, altered state of consciousness, being drunk. I was immediately convicted. It was first sexual experience, and it wasn't great, and it was very confusing. But I was a good church kid, remember? I'd accepted Christ at 13.
那我再说，我那时候其实已经喝醉了。那我心想说这方面的事情我完全没有经历过啊，何乐而不为呢？那你要知道直到那时候为止我还是一个蛮乖的啊，上教会的男孩，所以这件事情对我来说呢是有很强的自责，而且呢带给我很大的困扰。
But I knew I did not have a very good grasp of the Bible and Bible teaching, so I started looking though.
Yeah.
And found the passages with homosexuality. And believe it or not, in the 70s, gay theology had already come out.
Tell us about it.
他说那时候我对圣经的了解呢非常有限，我的根基并不好，所以我就去圣经里面找。那是70年代，同性恋神学已经开始泛滥了。那我就问他什么是同性恋神学？
What is gay theology?
Gay theology is reinterpreting the Bible that homosexuality is not sin. They reinterpret passages, and they say it didn't say that in the original passage, and Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality, so therefore it must be okay, and David and Jonathan were lovers, and all sorts of reinterpretations.
So, yeah, we always, I got so many questions from people. They said, how could a homosexual person read a Bible and not being convicted?
同性恋神学就是以同性恋的立场来另解圣经。他们说这个圣经里面呢并没有排斥同性恋啊，这是因为翻译的问题，主耶稣没有说同性恋是不可以的啊，大卫约拿丹他们两个是爱人。我就问他说是，常常有弟兄姐妹问我说，诶，一个同性恋的人他怎么读圣经，难道他读圣经他不会感觉到说圣经道出了定罪这件事情吗？他们怎么还可以去教会呢？
Because if they want to be deceived and there's information out there, they can reinterpret it. So there are even pro-gay churches and denominations that preach that gay is okay, gift of God, it's fine.
Is there any of them in Houston?
Oh, of course, there are many, too many.
他说因为人如果想要留在这样的罪里面自欺的话呢，他是可以找到这样教导圣经的教会，可以找到很多这样的说法，同性恋是神给的，是好的。那我说在休斯顿有没有这样的教会，他说那当然有了，太多了。
So I looked at the theology and I said, well, God, you know, I just, this is the way I am. This is the way I feel. And I'm not wild and crazy and I just need a friend. So maybe it'll be okay because I'm not being promiscuous. And I bought into the lie that I did not fit into the heterosexual male world. And the only place I could find acceptance for my aesthetic, artistic, sensitive me was in the male homosexual world.
所以我就选择听从了这样的教训，我跟主说，主啊，也许我就是这个样子啊，你把我造成这个样子，我不是一个狂野的淫乱的人，我也不是要去跟人家杂交，我是活在一个这个大男人主义很强的社会文化里面。那像我这样比较细心的有艺术倾向的人，要想被其他的男孩子接纳，我只有在同性恋的圈子里面被接纳，只有在这里边我可以得到一些认同。
Oh my goodness. So actually, what you're trying to tell me, at least that's how I hear it, is you were, it's like a kidnapped child. You were in the ring and then give you a new dictionary. And, since the other world was not pleasant for you, so you just...
For the first time, I felt accepted. I didn't feel different. I didn't feel apart. I didn't feel inferior. I felt... I was okay. It was okay to be me, and I wasn't ridiculed, made fun of, and for my need for companionship, and those things were fine in the gay world.
他说那是我第一次，我觉得我被接纳，人家不把我当成个怪物，我被认同了，也没有人取笑我。那我一切的需要啊，我需要同伴，我需要朋友，这些在这个同性恋圈子里面都让我得到满足。我说那就好像是一个被拐骗的孩子嘛。你被丢到这个圈子里边，然后他们接纳你，因为他们有另外一本字典，这本字典呢告诉你所发生的一切呢是没关系的。诶，这个听众朋友，我们今天这个节目啊可能有点儿童不宜啊，所以希望各位家长，你在旁边要是有小孩子的话，请您稍微注意一点。
I hope this program is not too mature for the audience, so if you have a young child, it's not suitable for you, please use your discernment. But I would like to ask you this, because at college age or high school, most male students seeking a sexual drive outlet.
Right.
Okay. By then, your experience was kind of forced on you by a man. How can you differentiate the relief of sexual drive? How can you differentiate that with whether as a homosexual or not, or heterosexual?
I don't understand your question. I'm sorry.
If somebody had a sexual experience,
yes,
physically, he feel relieved. He also got excitement of that.
Right.
That's sin, but that's also come with a certain pleasure. For instance, if the person who got you drunk is a girl,
mm-hmm.
would you think outcome would be different? Do you understand my question?
I do understand the question now. Because sexual drive and release, and if it's a pleasurable experience, then because it was the male, it reinforced my sexual feelings towards men. Previously, we talked about there were interests, and I was dating in college and enjoying dating and feeling attractions. But of course, I was a Christian boy, so I wasn't going to be having sex. But here I was in a moment of weakness, drinking, and so fell into the trap, but stepped in because I agreed. So there was that reinforcement of a sexual drive. First experience was with a male, although it was confusing, but a certain degree of pleasurable. So that is conditioning, and the more that you're involved with it, the easier it becomes, the more natural it seems. So my experiences in homosexuality just continue to reinforce this must be who I am, therefore I was created that way, and I am homosexual.
Let me translate this part for our audience. 我在问他说啊，这是一个比较露骨的问题。我说，因为你那个时候在大学的时候，是你第一次有这方面的经验。那把这个经验强加在你身上的是一个男人。你那时候怎么区别到底？你是有这个所谓同性恋性倾向呢，还是说纯粹只是你是在身体上得到了一些解放？他起先听不太懂我的问题，后来我再举例，我说，假如把你灌醉的啊，逼你上床的是一个女人，那这个结果可能完全不一样啊。他说在男人的身体里边，这个性的冲动啊是一个很强的力量。他本来在大学的时候，因为他也信主，他是一个乖乖男孩，所以他虽然在大学的时候开始也交女朋友，可是并没有任何越轨的行动。碰到这些男人之后呢，他们等于就不断的在加强，在鼓励他在这个性方面的经验与发泄，一次一次下来之后呢，就巩固了他的思想。这个思想简单的说，就是神把我造成这个样子啊，我天生就应该是个同性恋者。那换句话说，就外面有一个所谓的同性恋文化，把人不断的往里边拉，是不是？他在那个地方预备接收你，他替你解释你到底是怎么回事，他鼓励你往那方面去。In other words,
there is a ready culture with a full dictionary there to interpret what you are, which is the gay culture.
And the gay culture is very immediately available, supportive to reaffirm you as a gay male.
没错，这个文化已经在旁边都预备好了，它立刻可以帮助你接纳你，来加强你的印象，巩固你的信心，告诉你说，哎，你就是天生天经地义的同性恋者。那你觉得是不是这种文化的结果使得我们今天看见越来越多的人说他们自己是同性恋？ Do you think that's part of the reason why we see more and more just because the whirlpool of the culture that really young, a lot of young men in there, they don't even have a choice?
Well, if they have had insecurity has been reinforced, what's really sad these days, I'm hearing from teenagers and teens, 13, 14, and they buy into, well, I'm not attracted to girls. I'm not really sexual at all, but because I'm not attracted to girls, therefore I must be homosexual.
Yeah, what do you say about that?
如果你是一个比较缺乏自信的人，愿意被这种说法卷进去，那的确今天的社会上是非常危险的。现在十三四岁的孩子就已经听见他们在讲了，才在中学，说因为我对女孩子没有很浓厚的兴趣，所以呢，我就应该是一个同性恋者。那我问他说，你怎么回答这样的说法呢？
And I say that's a lie, because sexual drive develops at different periods of time for different people.
Yes.
And lack of interest doesn't necessarily mean homosexual. Probably could develop later, or it might be a late bloomer sexually.
You know, that's what's so devastating about it, because I was checking a high school website, which I can just straightly mention by name, because a lot of Chinese kids go to Blair High, which is highly achieved academically.
他说我告诉别人说这个根本就是个谎言，因为年轻人在这方面的成熟啊，有的早有的晚。你十三四岁的孩子，中学的孩子，有的根本就还没有发育，他根本就还没有开始发展，你怎么可以这样告诉他？那我说是啊，现在很可怕就是这样。比如说我们休斯顿很出名的这个百利高中，很多中国人在里面念书。那 if you go to their school website, you can find this Gay Straight Alliance Club. 你去他们的学校的网站，你会看见这个同性恋与非同性恋的联盟啊，同盟俱乐部，这怎么翻呢、啊？他目的是要 end homophobia and all forms of intolerance in our school and to make our campus a welcoming, supportive and safe environment for all students, regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity. 讲的是堂堂皇皇啊，他要消除，要结束这个人们对同性恋的误解，就是要大家都接纳他们，不要让任何有同性恋倾向的学生啊受到任何的不了解啊或者是歧视。
Gay affirming.
Yeah, 在这个年纪的孩子他就已经在加强这方面的教育，他在向孩子灌输这一类的观念。你进到学校里面，这种说法就向你招手，就预备要接纳你了。只要你对这东西有丝毫的好奇或者倾向，你就很容易被卷进去的。
In other words,Before a young child even develop, even learn what it is, they are supporting group that is ready to lure you in.
Our system has become so gay affirming in high schools, public high schools, educational system. So kids, even in the best of family and the best of circumstances, I would doubt that there are seriously teens who are solid and secure in their sexual identity at age 13. It's a period of time to change from child to adult.
Yes.
But when our society is saying, oh, you had these feelings at 13, therefore you're gay, they reinforce it and lock kids into it unnecessarily and unhealthily, because they're reaffirming something that could be just a passing interest, a phase, experimentation.
Yeah,
but they're saying now, oh, yes, you are gay, because there's so much pressure from gay activists in the culture about being accepting.
他说现在真的是这样，我们的中学啊，大学不用讲了，初中、高中以及这个社会文化是被这个同性恋的说法、同性恋的文化如此的笼罩着，以至于一个年轻人当他在念中学的时候，哪怕他从一个很好的家庭出来，他也会对自己这方面的事情呢持一个所谓很开放很存疑的态度，这是很要命的。他在学校里会遇见很多这样的说法，你因为你有这种对同性的好奇，所以你就是一个同性恋者。他把一个根本还没有发育好的孩子就锁在这样的说法里边，因为那可能只是他成长发育的某一个阶段，或者是他经过的一些的实验啊、好奇啊所带进来的一个暂时的过渡性的现象，根本就不是实情。可是现在这种同性恋文化以及这类的教育方式其实给孩子很大的压力，让他们好像一定得接受这种说法，相信只有这种说法才是对的，而且我自己有可能也是一个同性恋者。那你说这个要命不要命？ Michael, let me try two analogies. I want to see what you think.
我想举两个例子，我看看他的意见怎么样。
Most my audience are Chinese. Okay?、Mm-hmm. Like my generation, I was raised up in Asia.
Uh-huh.
And I did not come to the States until I was 25 years old.
Uh-huh.
My wife did not come to the States until she was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we have two children, two daughters.
Uh-huh.
They're 100% our gene.
Uh-huh.
Since we grew up in Asia, therefore we're taught to discern our food, to appreciate our food in a certain way.
啊，就像我们大部分的听众，像我这一代的人呢，我是三十年以前来到美国，我的妻子呢更久了，她十二岁就来到美国，我是二十五岁来。那我们因为在亚洲长大，我们小的时候，那个社会还有我们的家长一定会告诉我们说，怎么你很自然就会欣赏食物嘛？你在那个环境里面长大，你觉得说，哎，这个味道叫做好吃，这各种各样的山珍海味啊是很可口的。
When come to food consumption, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
This is what a good food supposed to taste like, look like.
Right.
So, even till today, I think Chinese food tastes the best.
Mm-hmm.
我知道今天认为中国菜最好吃，可是我们的孩子就不见得跟我们一样。他们，我两个女儿，我们生的百分之百是我和我太太的基因。因为这个生长环境，因为这个文化的不一样呢，所以他们对于什么是好吃的东西，就和我们有很不同的定义。
But our kids, perfect healthy,Raising Chinese family, they both think when they were little, hot dog was best tasting.
Uh-huh.
And my little one still refused to eat most Chinese food.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And when I take them to Chinatown to see the supermarket, oh, they're so sensitive. Oh, look those chicken legs. They look awful. We never thought of that way. We got chicken head, chicken leg, you know, chicken wings. Chicken heart.
Chicken whatever.
Yeah, it does not offend us.
Uh-huh.
我的小女儿到现在还是喜欢吃热狗，她很多的中国菜她还是不吃的。我带她们到中国城去，去超市里面看，她就看见，哎呦，这个鸡爪子啊，鸡头、鸡翅膀，她觉得很恐怖啊。我们小时候在这样环境里面长大，我们一点都不觉得它怎么样。就他们就很敏感了。我试着要讲的就是这个文化，这个环境，对一个人的成长以及他怎么解释周围的世界，是有非常大影响的。
What I'm trying to say is the culture.
Cultural influence.
Yeah, we are interpreting.
Our attitudes.
Yes, yes.
Our beliefs.
The same thing with sexual drive.
Yes.
Yeah, the culture is interpreting for these young men and young girls. You have that drive, okay, and you have a certain symptom, quote unquote symptom, and therefore you're a gay, and try this.
Mm-hmm.
In the gay culture, mm-hmm. and you say, yeah, surely I fit in,、
mm-hmm.
then I'm a homosexual.、
Mm-hmm.
这个所说同性恋文化也是一样的，他们在拿了我们的孩子啊，这个年轻的男孩女孩，去帮助他们用那一些异端邪说来替他们解释，哎，你里面对性的好奇啊，你的感受啊，是什么意思？你不排斥吗？你有这样的冲动吗？你觉得这个东西对你来说有好奇心吗？啊，你试试看啊！我告诉你，你也是同性恋的人，你觉得是不是这个环境在这样影响我们
？Do you think that's what's going on? Partly,
I see a lot of that going on more and more because these days, when I'm hearing from friends who work with young people, even middle schools, it's even become so acceptable that it's even the popular thing to do, to be gay.
Yes, it's become a fashionable thing to do.
You're hearing this now with middle school. I'm talking 13, 14, younger and younger.
他说这个现象，这个问题绝对是存在的。有越来越多的孩子，十三四岁的年纪，就已经开始在搞这些东西，而且已经到了一个地步，不但是应该被接受的，简直成了一种时髦。你想想看这个东西有多可怕。那另外这个又让我想起来我们以前曾经花了不少时间在讲的那个耶稣青年会，有的听众朋友可能还记得，它是韩国人传的一种异端，基本上他传的福音蛮清楚的，换句话说，你如果信的话，你也会经历到我们基督徒所经历到的，你是重生得救了，可是你一重生得救之后，他马上把你拐走，像个拐骗一个这个刚生出来的婴孩一样，他只让你听他的东西，不让你接触其他任何外界的教训也好，讲道也好，书籍也好。他说我们已经有最好的了，为什么要去听别人的？
换句话说，你所有在主里的经验呢，是由他来解释的。他有一套特别的说法，告诉你圣经怎么读，你基督徒的这个各种各样的体会啊、经历啊是怎么解释，是什么意思。因此在里面就制造了一些非常，你可以说有追求的年轻人，可是因为他们从小就被隔离在那个人群里面，所以要他们出来是非常非常困难的。他们在那里边才能够接受到所谓的彼此接纳，在外边他们就受到排挤。
Another thing I want to mention in my program, maybe some of the questions that you can relate to this, because we did spend quite a few programs on a young disciple of Jesus,、
mm-hmm.
which is a Korean cult. They preach a gospel for you, and you will have genuine born-again experience.、
Mm-hmm.
But right after that, they kidnap you into their system. You're、mm-hmm. not allowed to listen to any outside sermon.You are not allowed to get in contact without supervision.、
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can listen to is their preaching, their words. They say, we have the best. Why try others?、
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen a lot of really zealous Christians.、they don't know anything outside their little cult group.
Right.
And they genuinely believe they are born again because they experience what born again is.、
Mm-hmm.
Yet they have...This ready culture, which is a cult culture,、
mm-hmm.
invented by this Korean man,、
mm-hmm.
he tell you what this experience, and he tell you how to interpret the Bible to fit whatever he want to tell you,、
mm-hmm.
which is very deceiving,、mm-hmm. and they do this in secrecy. It's very, very difficult to young people out.
Yes.
Because they were brought up that way.
Yes.
Because I see what you told me has a lot of similarity in there.、
Mm-hmm.
我在听你讲的事情觉得跟这个耶青有很大的类似之处，因为我们发育的时候，你的生理成长被他们利用了，他在旁边给你发泄，给你经验，并且他告诉你那是什么东西，你是同性恋的人，你也就这样接受了，实际上你是被拐骗了。 If you grew up, you went through your puberty with a homosexual group,
then they can tell us we're homosexual、
mm-hmm.
and we stay with themAnd then we bought into the lie.
Exactly, believing the lie.
How horrible.
我们的孩子就相信了这种谎言，这是一种很可怕的文化，从魔鬼来的文化。
This is part of a devil's game.
Big deception that many people have fallen into.
这是一个很大的网络，很多人掉进去。所以现在到处会有人告诉你，我觉得是这样，我觉得我对异性没有兴趣，或者我觉得同性对我有一种吸引，因此我必然是一个同性恋的人。
So like what you said, a lot of people when they're confronted with this issue, they will tell you, I feel the attraction.
I feel, therefore I am. It's always been this way. I must have been born gay.
我所感觉的我就是我啦，那个就对了，从我有记忆以来就是这个样子，因此我一定是天生的同性恋者。
That's awful. So you basically were helped by a male friend
who said, I'm gay, come on in.
所以在你的情况，你当时等于被另外一个男人勾引进去了。他说对，因为他跟我说我是同性恋者，他把门打开，你就进来吧。
You know what's so awful? Thinking back when I was in college,I have this, visitor from United States、
mm-hmm.
came to our campus、
mm-hmm.
because back then it was still a rarity for somebody who came from New York、
mm-hmm.
who was well educated,、
mm-hmm.
well mannered,、
mm-hmm.
well out of all the places.、
Mm-hmm.
He would come to our campus visit every summer.、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we welcome him.He can play the piano.、
Mm-hmm.
He knows a lot of things.、
Mm-hmm.
He put a scarf on his neck.、
Mm-hmm.
Such well-mannered. And he make friends with my classmates.、
Mm-hmm.
We all thought, well, this is the nicest person. Why did he come here、mm-hmm. to visit us? Later on, I learned why he came here. That was his fishing trip.、
Mm-hmm.
He was here for his summer hunting、
mm-hmm.
because he was homosexual.You want to seek young partners.
Yes.
你知道吗？我现在回想起来，我记得当年我在大学的时候，有一个美国人，他每年夏天从纽约 到我们学校来，哎，我们大家都认为、哦、这个人真好哈。我们这个小地方，你看他这么有教养，他会弹琴啊，他讲话很有礼貌，他围一个围巾在他的脖子上，年纪蛮大的，他来跟我们这些学校的男孩子呢做朋友。哇、哦，到后来我才知道，他是每年夏天到这里来钓鱼的，他是来这里打猎的，这真是无耻啊
！Terrible.
And I recently know a brother in China. We had a friend came all the way from Switzerland, meet Chinese young men first through the internet, then in person, and then start preach gay theology to them. And he lured them into his trap, into his snare. Later, he tell his friend you're homosexual. Because you have to sing with me, and you feel good, I feel good. I identify with you, you have this lust towards me, we can't forget each other.
Therefore, you're a gay, just like me. And it's okay. 那我最近还听见有一些从海外回到中国的中国人，我就知道有一个从瑞士回来的，就带了一些这种同性恋神学啊，起先在网上跟人交朋友，然后约了见面，去勾引这些年轻人，然后告诉他们说，哎，你和我一样，你是同性恋。
You know, another lie related to that is a lot of people have experimented sexually with things and guys' curiosity and hormones and all in the United States anyway. A lot of times kind of sexual games or, you know, touch me or let's see and things like that. Or if there has been more sexual type things with another boy. But one experience doesn't make a homosexual.Because a lot of people may have experimented sexually, but that didn't brand them that then they became homosexual. Some people, well, I experimented. Well, I was a kid. I didn't know. It was curiosity. It didn't affect me. Whereas others, that was a piece of
evidence
because of other insecurities that led them to the conclusion later on that they were homosexual.
另外在美国你知道这种青春期发育期的孩子他们对自己的身体很好奇有的时候会凑在一起啊弄一些不应该弄的东西。但是我们应该告诉年轻人啊就是你一次跌倒一次的经验并不就使你变成一个同性恋者啊。可是很不幸对有的孩子来讲呢这些事情对他的影响不大。对另外有些孩子来讲呢那一次的失败一次的受试探。就使他受控告就使得别人利用这件事情来告诉他说哎，这就是证据了你是一个同性恋者 Yeah, it's such an important piece of information I think all the parents need to be educated as well 你像这种观念上的疏导是很重要我想做父母亲的也应当多多的教育自己 Because we really don't know what our kids are facing at school today 因为我们真的对于孩子到底在学校里面搞些什么东西他们遭遇的试探是什么我们真的不清楚那圣经对这个事情怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
The Bible is very clear that homosexuality is not God's plan, that homosexual activity is an abomination, not the person, and that a man should not lie with a man as with a woman. That to me is pretty clear
very
that, you know, that man is not to have sex with another man because it's against God's intent.Of sexuality, which is complementarity of male and female.
It's for the marriage.
That's right.
It's for us to bring up godly descendants.
Right,
so
and to have godly perspective of male and female, and the good of both of those in marriage and children be brought up in the nature of that.
圣经对于同性恋的咒诅是非常清楚的，这绝对是惹神愤怒的啊！但是不是说同性恋的人就是这个万劫不复的？圣经的话说，男人不可以与男人同寝，那这个话应该是非常非常清楚啦。婚姻原来是神所设计、所设立的，为要我们从里面带出敬虔的后裔来，并且婚姻是一男一女。那同性恋绝对是违反圣经教训的一个惹神愤怒的犯罪行为。
So homosexuality and another thing is rebellion, rejecting God's plan. No, even though you said that female is complementary, I don't want that. No, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to find complementarity.I'm going to find the satisfaction in someone of the same sex, and God never planned it that way. And when you think about it, homosexual activity cannot produce life within itself. That's only the blessing in a committed marriage that God would have. And it also can only mimic what goes on in heterosexual activity.
Yeah.
So it ultimately is not satisfying because it's not meant to be, because God meant that to be the complementarity male and female in sexual activity.
他说同性恋呢也是对神的背叛，因为神所设计的人是有男有女，彼此互为同伴。我虽然知道神的话这样说，可是我就故意不要，我反而要去找一个同性的人。不用说，在这样的行为里面，你是不能够制造后裔、制造生命的。那另外一方面讲呢，既然神的设计是如此啊，在同性恋行为里面的人总是得不到满足，这个好像掉到一个越喝越渴的恶性循环里面。那这其实总是带我们回到一个最基本的问题，就是人到底是什么？是偶然的碰撞的进化的产物呢，还是我们是有主人有设计者的？
So we come back to the basic question of life, which is where do we come from? Where we just evolve by chanceOr we have a designer, we have a creator, and not only he created us, eventually we all will be held accountable in front of him.
That's right.
And every part of my human being, my soul, my body, and has an original purpose. Since we are rebellious against God, therefore a lot of our feelings, our desires are corrupted.
那如果我们是有设计者的，那么有一天我们为了我们身体灵魂每一件事情都必须向这位设计的主宰交账。同时因为我们这些人是堕落的罪人，所以我们自身所发出的体会啊、感觉啊，往往也是已经不准确了，已经败坏了。
We live in a fallen world and our desires are easily corrupted. I taught Sunday school with young children. And people that say, oh, we just need to educate people. You know, man is basically good. Just educate him and he'll do the right thing. Well, you see, wonderfully educated people being self-centered and greedy and doing harm to others. And when I saw those darling little two-year-olds, you didn't have to teach them to be bad. That came naturally.
Of course.
Because
they're villains.
our natural tendency is the sin nature, selfishness, self-centered,
yes.
I want it my way.
有时候我教主日学，家长会跟我讲说，哎呀，你看这个小孩子就是需要好好受教育就行了。其实我们看见很多受高等教育的人，照样很自私，很贪心，会伤害别人。那你看这些小小孩从两岁开始这么可爱，他学坏就是不需要人教的，因为我们有一个堕落的天性，这个天性就让我们犯罪，并且什么事情都以自我为中心。
And it's only with God, when we have a relationship with him, that then we don't live just based on our desires, our feelings, or just our circumstances, but supernaturally what the Holy Spirit does within us to change us so that we're notcaptives to just our fleshly desires, nature, and rebellion.
那只有当我们接受主，圣灵在我们心中做工做主了之后，我们才不会再成为肉体的奴隶，才不会在什么事情呢都以我的体会，我的感觉，其实就是我的犯罪为中心。所以我们对我们自身的了解实在是不能依靠我们的体会啊、感情啊、欲望啊。
In other words, if we start interpreting ourselves, using our feeling, our desire, our lust as base...
Pretty dangerous. And many people do that. And if you listen to stories of people who are proclaimed, identified as homosexuals, listen to how often it's, I feel, therefore I am.
是的，这是一个非常危险的事情，可是很多人都这样做，尤其你去听那些自己宣称或者被别人判定为同性恋患者的人，你听他们讲话，他会不断的用我觉得因为我有这样的感觉，所以我就是这样的人。那当然这不是一件新事情了，因为你看过去这两个世纪来的哲学思想啊、人文思想都是以自我为中心的，所以我们也是以自我的感觉来决定我是谁。
But basically, this is nothing new. Looking back, like in philosophy, you know, the man-centered thinking, use our feeling to define what is right, what is wrong. That's just a trend.
Well, if I'm the center of my universe, then what I feel, I think, determines my identity.
Yeah.
But God, when we know Him, gives us our true identity.
当然，如果我自命为宇宙的中心，我自己决定我是谁，那我就是谁了。问题是我们不是宇宙的中心，神决定我们是谁，那才是真正的自我。
If we're talking about recover from whatever situation you are, you really do have to go back to the Word of God, and you really have to have the Master of the Universe to fix you, isn't it?
如果我们的目标是把我们这些人恢复到起初神创造的样式，那我们就必须回到这位造物主面前，因为也唯有他才能把我们修好嘛，对不对？
Well, yes, and a big thing that I'm impressed in my recovery, and I say reclaiming my heterosexuality, because at one time I believed the lie that I was homosexual, I was born that way. Reclaiming my heritage, how God created me as heterosexual, it was looking...Identifying what has God said about me as a human being? What has God said about me as a man? What has God said about me as my inheritance as a Christian? What has God said about me and my sexual desires? What has God said about me and what His plan is for me as a sexual being? And the Bible addresses all of those things. And part of the recovery is to recognize God's truth about our sexuality. And for all the people who come to me for ministry, that's helping them to see those biblical guidelines.
我自己的经历就是一个例子，因为我曾经信从那个谎言啊，说我生来就是一个同性恋的人。那在我恢复的路上，我必须要经过这个过程，就是回到神的话语里面，看看神给我的产业是什么，我这个人到底是谁，我是一个男人，神为我造了女人，看看我这个基督徒，神给我的产业是什么？那圣经里其实把这些事都讲得很清楚。你要在神面前得到医治，得到恢复，你必须一定要把神的话当成真理，在这个立场上站定了，来宣告你是谁。
In other words, you have to get back to the original dictionary and start to learn, relearn yourself.
Right, the accurate dictionary,
the accurate,
the Bible.
Yeah, it's very much like when we teach little kid.Food, if you program them from day one, you eat something spicy, you tell him, no, that's sour. And then salty, you tell them it's sweet. You know, they will grow up using the wrong definition. And now we have to tell them, no, that's wrong. This is the correct definition.
Correct.
这有点像重新拿了一本字典，他说对，是要正确的字典，来学习，来校正我们对自己的看法。那我说这个好像一个小孩子从小到大呢，你故意把他教坏。他吃咸的时候，你可以跟他说是甜；他吃辣的时候，你可以跟他说是酸。那到了一定的时候，我们要把它改正过来，就必须重新定义这些名词。也希望他能够明白，现在这个定义才是对的，你对你自己这样的解释才是对的。可是人家不见得喜欢听这个话哦。
But people can get offended that way.
Oh yes. For instance, when people who are adamantly gay and they insist, well.How dare you tell me I'm not gay? You know, you may have had your experience, but don't tell me that.
的确很多人会有很强烈的情绪反应。他说，你凭什么告诉我说我不是同性恋？你可能有你的想法，但是我知道我是谁。你有什么资格对我这样说话？ What do you say then? 你怎么回答他们呢？
And I gently say, well, I'm not denying your experiences and what you felt, that that happened to you and that you feel that way. And I understand because I've had those feelings, but I'm saying that from my perspective and what I have known because of my values and looking at what Jesus Christ has to offer, you know, my life has changed.
那我就会很客气很温柔地跟他讲，哎，我明白，我也尊重你的感受。那我曾经也是这样。但是我停下来看一看圣经里面耶稣基督对我说的是什么，那因为他的缘故，我的生命还有我的价值观，我的体会就完全改变了。
So I'm acknowledging their feelings, I'm acknowledging their experiences, but I'm saying, but that doesn't have to define you if you choose to define yourself that way, but for me, God broke through.
一方面我并不藐视他们的感觉，他们的体会，我可以接受你有这样的感受，但是另外一方面呢，你也并不一定需要用这个体会来定义你自己。在我身上的经历是这样，神把我拯救出来了。
Yeah, I really like the word you use, acknowledging and define. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah, 我很喜欢Michael 在这个地方用的两个字，一个是承认或者接受对方的感觉，还有一个呢，就是用这个感觉来定义你到底是谁。我们没有这方面问题的人，在帮助这方面有需要的亲友的时候呢，往往这是一个很重要的界限。
Would you recommend this approach to people that is that has never experienced this problem yet? They need to counsel their loved one or friends.
That's very important because with teenagers, particularly, this is something I've learned in ministry mm-hmm. networking. Rather than use the word homosexual when you're talking for a teen, for instance,
yes.
I think it's more appropriate and helpful to talk about gender confusion.
Gender confusion.
Or talking about same-sex attraction.
Same-sex attraction.
Now, that's explaining what is going on, some of it, without mm-hmm. putting a label on. Because I have seen the difference when someone puts on a label and says,
and then,
I am gay, I am homosexual, mm-hmm. that reinforces a false identity. That reinforces... Mm-hmm. In the mind, the emotions, the feelings, on a spiritual level.
他建议我们说这个用词遣字是很重要的。比如说一个十几岁的孩子如果有这方面的问题，当他在跟这个孩子谈话的时候，根本就不用同性恋这三个字。他所用的词是在性别上的迷惑，或者是对同性的吸引。那我也确实看见，你一旦把同性恋这三个字灌在一个年轻人的头上啊，你只是加强他对自己的误解。他的问题可能还停留在一个心理上或者身体上的层次，同性恋这个东西却是一个属灵的征战。
So when a teen comes to me, I do not put the label on. I said, well, your parents are concerned. I hear you're struggling with your identity and sexual feelings.
Okay.
So there's some confusion. So I don't put a label on them when they're coming to me, and
so
that helps us discuss
by
it.
By saying that you already separate the sexual feeling and the gender confusion.
Yes.
You know, they have to look at the root of the problem and don't let anybody interpret for you, because this is the gospel from the dark side.
Correct.
他说比如一个年轻人来的时候，我会这么跟他说，我说你的父母亲呢、非常的担心，因为他们认为你在这个性别方面对于自己在那方面的这个体会啊有点困惑。我不给他戴帽子说他是同性恋的，这个入手点就很能够帮助我们底下的讨论。那我说你这个讲法就直接把他们的体会与社会上的定义分开来了，你把他的问题中心一下子缩小了，你已经在建议他们不要随随便便用别人的尺度来定义我自己，因为同性恋这个东西实在是从阴间来的一种福音呢、就像刚才他所说的是一个属灵的征战呢、
This is spiritual warfare.、
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a psychological or physical thing.、
Mm-hmm.
Because someone has designed this and successfully planned this in our society. They have a messenger for each victim, like in your case.、
Mm-hmm.
You have a friend,And he probably was influenced by some other friend、
mm-hmm.
to expose you、mm-hmm. into this realm of、mm-hmm. the spiritual warfare.、
Mm-hmm.
And you were lured into it and just fall down to the bottomless pit. And if not for grace of God,
who knows what would happen? He was there, caught me. But I didn't have to descend all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
你仔细想想说他是阴间来的福音真的是一点不为过。因为在背后有一位主骑士的，他设计好了，计划好了。就像我们传福音一样，是一个带一个，好像当年派了 Michael 的同学来找他，那他那个同学呢，可能也是被别的传阴间福音的使者遇上的，一个扯一个就把你扯到这个无底坑里面了。要不是神的恩典，他真的不知道堕落到哪里去了。
I'm so thankful that God sent you. If people want to contact you and your ministry, how do they do it?Do you have a website?
I have a website. I have a phone number. They contact me. The website is www.ccrhouston.org.
What does it stand for?
Stands for Christian Coalition for Reconciliation.
如果我们的听众朋友有人需要联络他，从他那里寻求帮助，那可以到他的网站上去。他的网站是 ccrhouston.org。这名字的意思是基督徒和好联盟。
And reconciliation comes from that passage in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17, my life first, new creation. Mm. And it goes on to, I call you to be reconciled. We're ambassadors on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to Christ.
他这个事工的名字是从哥林多后书五章十七节以后的话来的，讲到人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。那一切都是出于神，神借着基督使我们与他和好，就是 reconciliation， 又将劝人与他和好的这个职分赐给了我们。我们作为基督的使者，好像神借我们劝你们一般，来替基督求你们与神和好。
Reconciling people who are struggling with same-sex attraction, gender confusion, that through relationship with Jesus Christ,and restoration of their understanding of who they are as heterosexuals according to his plan. And we do that through education, support, and discipleship.
那我服侍的主要的对象就是在性别方面有混乱的人，或者感觉到自己被同性所吸引的人，我盼望能够帮助他们。我帮助的办法就是像这个圣经经文所说的，让他们借着基督与神和好。教导他们从神的话语里面认识他自己，让我们能够明白神起初造男造女的心意，带领他们做门徒，从各方面教育他们。那如果我们当地有中国教会，或者有负责青年事工的人邀请你去与他们交通啊，你愿意去吗
？If a local Chinese church or a youth group leader who want to invite you to be a speaker?
I am certainly open to any speaking engagements. I have turned down very few. I'm a teacher background. Teachers never retire. We just get recycled. And I would be glad to come and talk, especially youth groups, because youth groups, we are losing this generation.
Yeah, that is the
if we are not talking to them about homosexuality,a biblical perspective that it's not just inborn. So a big part of what I try to do is speaking engagements and teaching, equipping churches particularly to be able to help with this issue.
Yes.
他说如果有这样的需要，我绝对非常乐意听候大家的差遣。我的教育背景是做老师，有人说这个老师永远不会退休，就是不断的废物回收啊。那尤其我有负担跟青年人讲，因为我们正在失掉这一代的青年人，这是最重要的一个属灵征战的战场。我希望他们能够知道，所说的这种同性恋呢，绝对不是天生的。如果我们不把正确的观念教导给他们，那是非常危险的。所以我也很愿意在这方面能够帮助教会，让大家都能够明白。我们在旁边没有受到这些问题困扰的人呢，也需要被装备起来，能够有一个正确的角度来看问题。
So, even for the brothers and sisters that is not entangled with this problem, they need to be taught the proper perspective.
Proper attitude to
proper
be
attitude.
Helpful.
Yes.
Not just judgmental, not just stop it.
Yeah.
But here's confusion, deception, and how we can provide openness to be able to help rather than condemn.
他说与其说是一个正确的角度，不如说是一个正确的态度啊！你要能够帮助他们，不要光是定罪他们，叫他们说你别再做了，停下来。我们需要知道他们在什么地方被搞迷糊了，在什么地方信从了谎言，也需要知道怎么跟他们保持一个沟通的管道，好帮助他们。你介不介意把电话给我们？所以如果有人要联络你的话，可以直接和你打电话。
I'm sorry, where were you? You talking about helping people? That, do you mind give out your contact phone number?
And the phone number, I would be glad to give also. Also on the website is how they can contact me by email. And the phone number is 713-782-7084. 713-782-7084.
电话号码是713-782-7084 713-782-7084，你要是到网站上用电邮和他联络也可以，我们也会把这些消息放在我们自己世外桃源的网站上，请点击今天的节目11月26号。那我们今天只有时间谈到这个地方了。 Michael, this is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much. We hope to see you back in this program very soon
Thank you.
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就尽了，庄稼已经发白， 这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是281-561-9747，您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com。 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳。